It's a football Wednesday, and it's Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, teeing up for tomorrow night's preseason finale at Chicago, at Soldier Field. I'll be there in Chicago broadcasting, and you're going to be here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. We're going to try out this first deal where we're in a couple different locations.
It's not going to be the same without you, man.
It will be very tough.
I'm telling you.
I'm going to have a hard time, but we'll get through it. We'll fight our way through.
We will. That's what we have to do. We have no choice.
Save us here, Dave. Do you have some tweets, buddy?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I do. All right.
Thank you. Thank God.
From Eric Halesworth, EricSH23. Let me do this one from him. Do you see the Browns maybe signing Joe McKnight?
No, I don't think they're going to sign Joe McKnight, although it certainly is possible. This is a guy who can help out as a kick returner.
That's the versatility thing.
He can help out as a kick returner. Yeah. He can certainly catch the ball. He was a guy who came into the league with a lot of potential upside. I'm a little bit surprised, given the kind of turmoil that there is in New York, that Mike Goodson suspended for four games. They have Bilal Powell and Chris Ivory as their other backs, that he couldn't latch on. But again, he is a guy who can help in the return game. He's been a very effective kick returner for his career. 4.5 yards a carry for his career, 10.4 yards a catch. Not really involved. His biggest catch here, 13 for 139 in 2011. So it's interesting. I think that, in terms of age range, born in 1988, 25 years old. I think he fits in that way you look at it, maybe perhaps more than Ronnie Brown. It's just a matter of him being able to get up to speed on the terminology of this offense. But he's somebody they could take a flyer on. There's no really real downside to bringing in Joe McKnight. You just wonder how he never even got a chance in a New York Jets team that has been looking for a running back for a long time.
What else we got, Dean?
Also from Iron Will, every year teams make dramatic turnarounds from 4 to 5 wins to 10 or more. Why not us? You've got age and the loss of key players that's weakened the AFC North.
Well,
I'm going to let Vic handle this
one. Yeah, no, that's okay. I think the why nots are because there's a lot of transition when you're starting with, first of all, a new coaching staff. As good as this one appears to be, as much as heavily credentialed as it is, all of those positives are there. You still need to see how far truly has Brandon Whedon come from year one to year two. Do they have the quarterback thing right? No one in this building is going to go out on that limb and say, yeah, we've got that figured out. No one knows that. No one can say that. But I don't know that Brandon Whedon, as confident as I want him to be, I'm sure he feels like and has shown evidence of being a better quarterback, but I don't know that anybody's going to go as far as to say what we saw in positive performance production in two preseason games seals that. Lots of questions about the depth of this team. Is there enough of it to carry it through? And I think we've got some legit questions to worry about or wonder about there. On both sides of the ball, we'll see how they can, get through this. First of all, the loss of Gordon for a couple of games. That's two games, and that's a lot of games in the NFL. How are they going to deal with the right guard situation? Yes, O'Neal Cousins gave a credible showing in place of either Jason Pinkston or Sean Laval. And I don't know if that is an upgrade. If it is, it could be. I'm leaving the door open to that, but I don't know for sure. Again, Jordan Cameron, as exciting as the prospect is of that guy being an impact player and everything that they want him to be, health, another issue there. And we know, on the defensive
side. Stay healthy, Jordan.
On the defensive side, lots of good things to like, but cornerback, safety. I'm just, the list of things that worry us and concern us make it harder for me to go to that place that says, sure, they could do it. Because when you say a team is, can be a playoff team, when you speak in, I don't say absolutes, but with more confidence, you don't have a list that long of question marks.
Correct. Is that fair? I will say that, yeah, it is fair.
I'm not and trying then I'll to just, be unduly go, harsh here.
No, let me go a little on the, let me use the power of positivity, the attitude of gratitude, if
power
I may.
Power of the pom-poms.
I think there are a lot of people that would agree around the National Football League, people who are national columnists who have sat mm-hmm. right here in this studio mm-hmm. that would say the defense of this team is playoff caliber.
You have the been. Corner and the safety. Yeah, no, but they're focused on the front seven. Yeah,
but the body of the defense and a dominant front seven can cover up a lot on the back end. So there have been a lot of people who've sat here and said that. Mm. If this offense under Norv Turner can do what Norv Turner's offenses have done in the past, there is a chance that this team certainly could surprise and deliver on those type of things. Next year, this is a team that we have to say will be going to the playoffs.
Next year, that it is has important. To be said. And that'll come right from Joe Banner. I mean, he'll tell you need to see the evidence next year. In year two of your process, you know if you're going to the postseason either that year or certainly by year three. But you've seen substantive improvement. And you know, we'll know a lot. By the way, we're going to know a lot this year, too. We will
Absolutely.
Know a lot of things this year. But there still may be some transitioning going on, and we know where the biggest is at quarterback.
Only one more preseason game.
Oh, man. So we'll get that over with tomorrow night, number four. But we will talk about it and more extensively again tomorrow on our show, among other things. And looking forward to that. Don Banks is going to join us from Sports Illustrated. He'll be one of our guests. Yours truly, again, will be in Chicago. Nathan Zagura will be here in Berea. And we want to thank Bernie Kosar for being part of the show, Brad Biggs from the Chicago Tribune for being here, our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale.
Dino!
The Hooligans are next, and we will talk to you again tomorrow right here on...
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty
Ford. No, I want you to do it in Macho.
Ooh, yeah, it's Cleveland Browns Daily. You know what it's driven by? Yeah, the finest Ford dealer in the land. Yeah, Liberty Ford. Check them out. Snap into a Slim Jim to dig it in an F-150, ESPN 850, WKNR, the Hooligans. Yeah, they're Hooligans. You can't trust them, but they're pretty darn good. So listen, they're coming up next. Yeah, Macho Madness. Yeah.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.